DeepEnglish.com.
Taz to the rescue. Fluency Booster.
Part A.
Danielle Balangi
is a top athlete. Sports are not just a hobby for Danielle. She is a champion athlete. Is Danielle an amateur athlete? No, Danielle isn't an amateur athlete. She's a top athlete. Are sports just a hobby for Danielle? No, sports aren't just a hobby. She is a champion athlete. She has won competitions in all different types of endurance races. Has Danielle won competitions? Yes, she has won competitions. She has competed in 441 endurance races and has come in first, second, or third place in 390 of them. How many endurance races has she competed in? She has competed in 441 endurance races. Mountain running, biking, swimming, and long distance races are just some of the sports she enjoys. What kind of sports does Danielle enjoy? She enjoys mountain running, biking, swimming, and long distance races. As a champion athlete, she is very experienced at pushing her body to the limit. What experience does she have? She has experience pushing her body to the limit. One winter day in 2006, that experience and her dog Taz helped save her life. Who saved her life? Her dog Taz saved her life. When did Taz save her life? Taz saved her life one winter day in 2006. Taz was a 3-year-old reddish-brown dog. How old was Taz? Taz was 3 years old. What color was Taz? Taz was a reddish-brown dog. Taz was a good dog and enjoyed going on runs with Danielle. What did Taz enjoy? Taz enjoyed going on runs with Danielle. On a cool December morning, Danielle drove into the country with her dog and parked her truck. Where did Danielle drive? She drove into the country. She took a bottle of water and locked her cell phone and wallet in the truck. What did she lock in the truck? She locked her cell phone and wallet in the truck. Taz and Danielle began a 10-mile run, which was very short for a long-distance athlete. How long was the run going to be? The run was going to be 10 miles. She planned to finish the run and be back by lunch, but she was wrong. Did she plan to be back by breakfast? No, she didn't plan to be back by breakfast. She planned to be back by lunch. As she ran along the edge of a 60-foot-high cliff, she slipped on a piece of ice and fell down into a canyon. How high was the cliff? The cliff was 60 feet high. She landed on hard rock. Where did she land? She landed on a hard rock. She tried to stand, but she felt a terrible pain and screamed. Her pelvis and back were broken. Was she okay? No, she wasn't okay. Her pelvis and back were broken. She was 6 miles from her truck and very far from any other humans. How far was she from her truck? She was 6 miles from her truck. She felt very alone, but then she heard Taz coming down the cliff. Taz came and stayed by her side as she thought about what to do. Was she all alone? No, she wasn't all alone. Her dog Taz was with her. She knew that she had to get back to her truck. She couldn't walk, but she could crawl. Could she walk? No, she couldn't walk. Could she crawl? Yes, she could crawl. She began to pull herself with her hands over snow and rocks until she made it to the bottom of the canyon. How did she move? She pulled herself with her hands. After 5 hours of crawling, she only moved 600 feet. And she was still 6 miles from her truck. How far did she move? She only moved 600 feet. Tired and thirsty, she broke some ice, covering a hole, and drank the dirty water underneath. Where did she find water? She found water in a hole covered with ice. Did she break the ice? Yes, she broke the ice.